Welcome to episode 4 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind the scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. So I'm glad to say things are almost back to the way they should be now, and I've just about caught up on most of the things I'd planned to get done in the week following Christmas. It's amazing how even the quickest and simplest of tasks begin to pile up when you're not feeling on form and you just can't keep on top of your to-do list. Today's show is a little bit longer than usual and is a final catch-up of what I was up to in the last few weeks of 2010. First, I'm making the most of the snow before it disappears, filming a product review video which has since been posted all over the internet. Then, rounding off my series of private commissions for one particular client, I do my best to hold back the coughing as I talk about what was involved in photographing a large family dinner party and a man with bagpipes. So let's kick things off with a trip into the snow-covered woodland. Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode number 4. It's a rather chilly November day, and as I record this, there is snow all around, not too much. The country has been gripped, dare I say, by snow, especially up in the north and the Midlands, but down here on the south coast, as is often the case, it's actually fairly mild by comparison. We had a bit of snow early this morning, and there is forecast to be some more around about midday, I gather. But as I walk along this path, I'm out in the woodlands again, and as I walk along here, it's just, well, a lot of it's melted now, but it's a fine sprinkling. But the reason I'm out here this morning, braving the cold, is because I'm doing a product review. It's another Aquapac product, which if you've checked out my YouTube channel, you will see that I reviewed someone earlier in the year. I reviewed an Aquapac case for, funnily enough, my audio recorder, so that when I'm out and about in the field, on location, and the weather is not particularly great, if it's raining or sleet even, there was this pouch which I checked out to see how well it protects the audio recorder that I use, and it actually worked very well. So you might want to check that out on my YouTube channel. But the product that I'm using this morning is actually a rucksack. It's a wet and dry sack, or a stuff sack basically. And what it is, it's 100% waterproof, and it's a very simple design, but the idea is that whatever the elements might throw at it, all of your goodies inside, whether it be camera equipment or camping equipment or whatever you wish to carry, they should all stay nice and dry. Now I've just stopped underneath a holly tree here, actually offers a bit of protection. I said that the snow had sort of been heavy, and we've had a bit this morning, but it's actually just started again. Very, very fine flakes of snow. But I've got to take a look at what's in front of me here, because the pathways that I use are still quite slippery, because of course autumn time, you know, all the leaves have fallen and it's quite slippery underfoot. And you can probably hear the road, what have you, in the background here. But I'm just on the outskirts of this woodland. But what I'm actually going to do is now find a spot that has got a good covering of snow that allows me to set up some shots, some video, because I'm doing a video review of this bag. So I need to set up the camera in a point where I can see a bit of snow, gives a good understanding of what the conditions are like. And all should follow on from there. So back out from under the tree, and I will catch up with you once I'm a bit more settled in position. So So I'm in my first position. This is a sort of an establishing shot, and what I'm doing is actually setting up my point and shoot camera, which shoots video. It's actually my tried and tested and well trusted Canon G9. They've since brought out a number of models since this one, but I still like it and it does the job, so there you go. But the opening shot is looking sort of across some fallen logs and branches with snow on the top, and in the background is actually a path, and the angle of view is sort of, it's not quite a ground level, it's just above there, because I'm actually stood in sort of a bit of a dip. But this establishing shot is just going to be me walking across or through the shot, and if I shoot a couple of these sort of images, they're going to lead up to the main video itself, where I'm actually addressing the camera directly. So time to just get this into position. So let me just make sure that's okay. So what I'm going to have to do, because it's just me here today, that is looking pretty good. You probably can't hear much of this because it's all quite quiet the way it's the way the tripod is working. I'm actually using a tripod today. Often for these behind scenes videos I use super clamp or similar sort of bracket or something, but on this occasion I'm going to use this tripod. It's very lightweight, and that's good today because I want to keep the weight down it's in the bag. But okay, so there's in position. So what I'm going to do, that is ready. I can see that is filming. So what I'm going to do is actually walk across some of this, I won't say scrubland because it's not exactly, but it's oh blimey, it's a little bit slippery down this. It's actually not so much a track, it's a throughfare for the people that live in the estate cottages that mine the forest. But what I'm doing is just very carefully walking down here to get my starting position, which is a little bit down a slight slope, and I can still see the camera, but I think I'm just about in position. So what I'm going to do is actually check that's fine. It's a bit of background noise, not that really matters on this occasion. I'm just going to put my gloves. Oh, there you go, background noise from birds in the trees. We don't mind that. So I'm just going to put my gloves on because I need to A, keep my hands warm, but just make sure that everything that I want to appear in the pictures, in the footage is. So that's like that. So I think what I'll do is just, yeah, we're good to go. So I'm going to hold the audio recorder just down by my side so that you can still sort of hear the sequence. Not that I'm actually going to be talking as such, but right, first shot. Okay, so just walking up the hill, and I'm just coming into view now, so I won't speak for the time being. And that is my first shot. So I'm just going to go down this little slope here and around the back of the tripod. That was approximately 2 minutes, I gather. So we just let that finish at two. There we go. So glove off. Let's get the preview back and see. Press play. And I won't I won't dry out this audio for 2 minutes. That would just be silly. So I'm just going to fast forward a little bit so I can see myself walking through. Oh, there I am, tentatively walking down the pathway, down that road there. And that's going to be lovely. So that's one shot in the bag, and we'll move on to the next one. Okay, so I've just recorded my first to camera shot. The other shots, as I said, were just establishing. They were just me walking along. But this was the opening shot where I just explained to the viewer exactly what the review is that I'm doing today. So I'm just folding down my tripod here. It's a really, really lightweight thing. It's a, for those that want to know, it's a slick 500 G Deluxe, which I actually got in a charity shop, and I would never use this when I'm using my heavier cameras, but for the use of my point and shoot camera, it's ideal because it weighs such a little amount and it packs fairly small, and if it did get lost or damaged, I wouldn't be too worried because I only paid a couple of pounds for it, so it's not a problem. So now that's all packed up, and I'm just going to head up into a more secluded area, because where I was recording before was just a little bit too, I say too public. I don't mind the fact that people walk by, but if I want to set things up and have a quieter environment, as it were, so I can actually lay things out in front of the camera, or if I want to do uninterrupted recording, then I need somewhere a little bit quieter. So I actually have a couple of places in mind, because I've used these woodlands a number of times for this sort of thing, for other videos you might have seen or other audio recordings, and that's where I'm heading off to now. If I sound a little bit out of breath, that's because I am, because I'm going up a bit of a slope here, but next stop is setting up the camera for the main filming. So I've just come off the main track now, and just looking for these locations where I can actually set up base to do the main filming. What I've got in front of me here is a really nice tree trunk covered, or rather sprinkled in snow, which is rather nice. My only concern is, as I was saying, the closer I am to the main tracks, the more chance there are that we'll have dog walkers and people like that. But then, you know, I don't mind if they appear in the film, actually, because it's all part of it. I never like to over-tweak anything that I do. You know, it is what it is, and if I keep on editing and I keep on reshooting, I'll never get this done, and B, I won't be happy because it will not be a sort of realistic video. I do appreciate that. You know, when you're doing these sort of videos, you want to have them clean and crisp. But you know, I don't think it matters that you have a bit of real life interaction. Now then, if I seem a bit distracted, that may be because I am, because I keep seeing all these other places that I might be able to set up. What I'm looking for is somewhere to rest the backpack on. So we've got plenty of logs and trunks and what have you that have fallen over here, but I'm just trying to find somewhere which is almost like a platform. I don't have to be sitting down, although that said, it has just occurred to me as I was walking along, let me just disentangle my foot here, it did occur to me as I was walking along that the backpack that I'm reviewing actually does have its own back support, which doubles up as a seat, so that's quite handy. I might actually have to make use of that. But I just say, I can't keep looking around for too long because the light is not brilliant today. And again, I'm not lighting this with any other external lighting. It's just whatever nature can throw my way. Now, yeah, there are a couple of places here. You do sort of make the effort, of course. I'm just walking through loads of holly bushes and things here, but I think, short of going to my default place, which is where I have filmed other things in the past, I think this might do, you know. So I'm going to leave it there for a moment, still out of breath, and compose myself and set up for the main video. And I'll catch up with you shortly afterwards. So, slight change of plan. It's actually started snowing. I was rather expecting that the snow would hold off until about lunchtime, but as I record this, it's about 11:30, so I've actually just taken refuge under a tree, and I'm speaking a bit quieter because I've just noticed there's actually a woodpecker. Oh, and you might have just heard there's a pheasant somewhere in the background, but if you listen carefully, somewhere above me there's a woodpecker. It's only a little detail, but you know, when I love nature anyway, but when I'm out and about in it, in the middle of woodlands, on a hillside, what have you, and I'm recording, or I'm shooting, whether it be behind the scenes stuff or actually shooting on location for a client or even for myself, I think it's quite nice to just stop sometimes and actually look around you and see what's there. I mean, obviously I'm here today to record stuff, watching the light, and I'm trying to get stuff done as quickly as possible before the weather really does turn. But it's actually just really nice to stop for a few minutes and just listen. Anyway, I won't drag this out so that you can listen to a woodpecker. If you really want to know what a woodpecker sounds like, you can go online and find an audio file, I'm sure. Or you could go to a zoo or a bird sanctuary or whatever. But there we go. I'm just keeping out of the snow and enjoying the wildlife. And a dog in the background that appears to be chasing something. So there you go. There's an expression, you win some, you lose some. Well, today has turned out to be, I'm going to call it a draw because I'm an optimist. I'm still cowering underneath a tree. It is a yew tree, but it's not the same tree as I have cowered under earlier this morning. The snow has turned into sleet and does not show any signs of letting up, frankly. So I'm just stood here waiting to make my break back home, back to the office, and I've got a cup of tea, which I suppose in hindsight it was the best thing I could have done today. I sort of pack a flask of tea with me, so at least that's keeping my fingers warm, because they are starting to feel the cold a little bit now. But you know, like I say, you win some, you lose some, and I will be making this video, and ideally it will be done in the snow, which kind of, who knows, it might be tomorrow. This weather is set to stay for a few days. Can you hear it, I wonder? That is the sound, if you can hear it, of sleet getting heavier and heavier. As I look around me, the Aquapack bag, my gloves, everything, even the flask is getting attacked by this, and even the microphone, which ideally shouldn't be getting wet. So I'm going to sign off this little recording, and I will catch up with you guys soon, hopefully with better results and an update of this video review. Yeah. So, it's now the day after. It's my second attempt at filming this Aquapack review video, and I have to say the conditions are much better today. It's a little bit colder, but there is also more snow on the ground. Probably about an inch fell overnight, which for me is brilliant. It gives a better backdrop. Now, I'm a little bit more prepared today. As you know, yesterday didn't quite go to plan because I kind of got snowed out, as it were, sheltering under trees and waiting for the snow, or rather the sleet, to subside, by which time the light had pretty much gone, and as I'm using existing light, I had in my mind no great option other than to go back to base, because anything I would have filmed would have been quite dark and quite grainy. So I'm now at the position where, with this fresh snowfall, just having a look at where it was that I went to yesterday to do my recording. So walking through, it does look like a, I suppose it's a winter wonderland really. It's lovely through here, but that's what I'm doing, is making my way to the what I thought was kind of going to be an almost perfect position to do the filming. So I'm just walking up to the tree which I sheltered under at one point, and made a phone call, a couple of phone calls, and had a cup of tea, and I'm now just going round the edge of it, if I can negotiate these trees, and where is the place where I wanted to sit? There it is, over there. So what I'm going to do, much more positive this morning. I was a little bit deflated after my efforts later part of the latter part of my endeavours yesterday. So I'm going to set up and see what we can do now, and I shall catch up with you when I'm setting things up. So everything's set up and I'm ready to go. There's been a slight change from yesterday in terms of my setup. The biggest difference is the stand on which the camera is set now is actually a Manfrotto Nano stand, which is a stand that I tend to use a lot of for lighting setup with speed lights, but it also doubles up as a really good makeshift tripod stand for something lightweight like my little Canon point and shoot camera, which I shoot the video on. I have brought along a, well, it's not exactly a tarpaulin, it's the sort of plastic sheeting that you get wrapped around mattresses or sofas when you get them from the shop. The reason I brought this along is with the threat of sleet or snow, as happened yesterday, at least then I can rig that up with a number of clamps above me so that there's no snow falling on me and therefore getting into the rucksack. But as I stand here, there are a few flakes coming down, but I don't think it's going to be too much of an issue. It may change in the next 5 minutes, we'll have to see. But I think what I'm going to do is the first take, see how that looks, see just to make sure there's not too much of the snow getting in the bag, and that should be fine. Apart from that, everything else is the same. Same jacket, same boots, just to keep the continuity. Just a bit more snow around where I set up before. I was just looking at the footage that I'd shot as a reference yesterday, and yeah, it's basically I've got the identical, near enough, identical camera position and seating position, but it's just a bit more covered in snow. So gonna get on and film this, and we'll see what happens then. So I'm heading back to base, and it has been a much, much more successful day of it today. I got the establishing shots yesterday, which I was happy with. I checked them on the computer last night, that was good. Today did the main block of filming essentially in one take, which is really nice. It doesn't always happen like that, but when it can be done, it's really good. The weather has held off. It's not snowing at the moment, although it's looking like it might threaten to do so. I know the forecast is now that it's going to be snowing this afternoon, so I'm looking forward to getting back to base and having a cup of tea and watching that from the comfort of my office. The one thing I didn't get to use was the plastic sheeting, which was going to be a temporary shelter for the snow, but that was okay. It was always there as a contingency, so I mustn't grumble that the weather has actually played into my hands today. It's interesting, the light has just started to go, and yeah, I think I got the best of today. So all in all, happy with this, and I look forward to putting together the final edit, the final video, and that should be, I would imagine, around about 4 to 5 minutes possibly. Sometimes they come out nearer 3 minutes, but yeah, so I will let you guys know when that's up online. That'll be on my blog and on YouTube. So a good end to a good couple of days of filming out in the woods and in the snow. The final completed video has already been well received, and you can check it out along with the related blog post by following the links from the show notes. Cracking on then, it's time to get back in the car for a recap of that family dinner party shoot. It's just after 7:30 in the evening, and I'm in my car again, driving down the same piece of dual carriageway you will have heard me speaking from in the past. Apologies if I sound a little bit croaky in this recording. It's New Year's Eve, and since Boxing Day, I've had flu, and
not been particularly great. Haven't been able to get any work done this week, although, you know, I wasn't planning on doing much other than just a bit of admin stuff and planning for the new year. So there we go. So excuse me for coughing and what have you. So this evening's shoot, again, is another quick one, sort of about an hour, a couple of hours, something like that. And it was the same client who I was with on Christmas Eve, and also who I was with a few weeks before Christmas. This evening was a dinner party for their immediate family. They had caterers in to do that, and they asked me to come along to take photographs of the family having a nice evening. But also, the main event on this occasion was a bagpipe player who was there for, I guess, probably about 15 minutes or so, and he played a few tunes in the back garden. And excuse me, that was the premise of this shoot. Now, the technical side of things, again, Nikon D3 24mm lens, or 24-85 zoom it was, and a Nikon SP800 flashlight on top. I say on top, it was actually mounted on a side bracket, but that actually didn't move around too much, so it was pretty much almost on axis. The the ISO of the camera, the settings, for those that are into this sort of thing, I was using ISO 400 just to record a bit more of the ambient light, give a bit more flexibility. Now, there wasn't any real great difference to the sort of shots that I did this time around compared to the other family shots. Now, it's not to say they weren't creatively different. There was always going to be different opportunities within given scenes and on this particular evening. But the family huddled around various sofas or stood having a drink or out in the garden listening to the guy playing his bagpipes was all sort of pretty standard. Now, the only thing that was more of a consideration was when I had to photograph them in groups. And for this, because it was such a large family, I was working with sort of two rows. I didn't have people lined up in set rows, but they're, you know, sort of two rows deep, as it were, using steps that are either at the back of their house or, when we're inside, the steps that lead into one of their rooms. It's always important to try and break up the group so you don't have people just stood looking as though they're all in a straight line. Now, because of this, I wanted to make sure that everyone's going to be sharp, from the people in the front to the people at the very back. On one particular shot, we actually used the sofas that had the kids on as well in the very foreground. So, so for this reason, I was using apertures in the region of f8 to f11, whereas maybe for the smaller group shots, sort of twos and threes, that wasn't going to be so necessary with the wide angle of the 24-25 lens. Now, when it comes to actually posing those people, a lot of the time I'm the one that says, I want these people here and I need you guys to come over here now or stay there until I need you or what have you. On this occasion, my client is always very good at knowing what shots she wants and who she wants in those particular pictures. So she's got her sons, her grandsons, you know, husband, brother, and all this sort of thing. So I was quite happy to let her sort of dictate things today, because as you can probably tell, a lot of talking on this occasion would not have been a brilliant strategy, although, you know, I did have the usual banter back and forth with people as I went along. So the shots were really nice. What can I tell you? I mean, there was no key element like in the past when we had a snooker table that we were using, that I could have some action shots around that. there's not so much of a second element like there was with the Salvation Army playing in their background, in their back garden. On that occasion, I was able to get some closer shots of the immediate family, but also shots with with the band playing. So on this occasion, it was just a case of going with the flow, getting some lovely solid portrait shots, which I know that they're going to be really happy with. This is going to be quite a quick recording this evening, because I can hear that, or feel that my throat is drying up and I'm coughing a lot more. So one thing I would just say, I was just about to drive away, and I'd driven away in fact, and I just parked up around the corner to make a quick phone call, and in the time it took me to make that phone call was just two, 3 minutes. My battery died in the car, which was really good because it's New Year's Eve and the last thing I wanted to do was to be stuck in a lay-by waiting for the recovery van to come and sort me out. So I went and knocked another neighbouring house's door, and very kindly the gentleman that lived there with his wife and family, without questioning it, he said, yeah, sure, and he came and gave me a jump start, and that was lovely. So why am I telling you this? Well, several reasons. One, it's really nice to know that there are still people out there that will, even on important days and occasions, be happy to just drop things for the sake of a few minutes to help someone out. Second thing is, always make sure you don't run your battery down, don't leave your lights on when you're making phone calls or anything like that. It does sometimes happen that that will actually drain your battery, funnily enough. But the third thing is, when I was talking to him as we were setting the battery cable plugs up and what have you, I felt very thankful that he was able to help me out, but also a little bit embarrassed because, you know, I didn't, it's not like I've got sort of cash on me that, even if I wanted to, I'm sure it would have been a bit embarrassing to have tried to give him some money by way of thank you. So what I've said to him is, because I'm always passing that way, and I'm sure in the new year I will be up that way doing more photography for these clients, what I'm going to do is actually drop in to his house and I will leave him a card of some sort, and my business card, and I've said to him he can have I will do some work for him. I may not even charge him, you know, because I just want him to realise that I appreciate his help. And of course he said, oh no, you don't have to do that, don't worry, da 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 da. But you know, it's the least that I can do, and I would do the same thing in his position to help someone out. And I just think it's nice to, you know, to be genuinely friendly towards people and helpful, and you know, it just makes the world a nicer place if we're all, you know, on a good level. So you know, that's just how I do things, and if anything should come of that with photography for this gentleman and his family, well then I will tell you guys all about it. So that is my evening's activity so far. I'm now just heading back home, and as much as I would love to go out this evening, and that had actually been my plan, we're going to go out for a few drinks with friends. I think it's going to be much more sensible. We're going to just have a nice quiet evening, see in the new year, have a few drinks on our own maybe, and it all starts again, yeah, tomorrow, January the 1st. So everyone have a very happy new year, and I look forward to speaking to you a little bit more in 2011.
Listening back to that, I'm amazed I managed to hold it together long enough to record my thoughts, not to mention the duration of the shoot itself. But thankfully, the camera is impartial and the results turned out just as I and the clients wanted. You can check out the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, of course you can do so through Twitter, at Giles Babbage, or you can check out my Facebook page, Giles Babbage Photography, or of course send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, and I will speak to you all very soon.